Rav to Yiseiro Leachem Das Hakovod. Okay, Yiseiro Leachem Das Hakovod. He's speaking now about being totally clean from the inyan of Kina. And a corollary to Kina, he says, is chemda and taiva. And there's chemda for money, material things, and there's also chemda for kovod. People like honor. They like to be not only respected but honored. Kikvar hoya efshan. There's nothing wrong with a person wanting to be respected, but you're looking for extra kovod, especially more than you deserve. That's a problem. Kikvar hoya efshan sheyichpo shadam es yitzol amama. It's even possible for a person to hold himself back when it comes to desiring monetary things, v'afshar hanos, and even other pleasures. Acha kovod hu adolchik, but much more difficult for a person to give up on his kovod. Ki efshar lo lisbo v'liros es atzmo pachos mechaveiro. Hard for a person to see himself lower in esteem than other people. It's not so much that the person doesn't get covered himself, it's just that somebody else is getting the covered. The famous Maisa, I think, with Rabbi Yonason Apeshitz, that he went to daven in a place for Yom Kippur, not his regular place, he was younger probably, and he sat next to a person who he saw was really into the davening, and davening with tremendous kavama, and saying with great kavana, ofrani, you know, mo anachnu, mechayenu. And next day, they gave him like revi, and somebody else got shlishi. And the guy went berserk. So Rav Yosef Apeshitz said, you know, yesterday you said you were offer of Afer, you know, and I was really impressed, and now you went berserk. He said, yeah, I'm offer of Afer, but not compared to him. He said, the chemda is not so much what you don't have. They say the same thing by money too, right? Maisa with the Rav who paskin that the person had chomet shovel or Pesach, and the guy lost thousands of dollars of whiskey, and he gave the Rav Yashikoach, thank you for giving me the chance of, you know, being Moser Nefesh for Torah. And then he had a din Torah of $25 with somebody else, and he lost, and he cursed out the Rav. So he said, I understand, when I made a psak, he lost thousands of dollars, and you didn't say a word. And now for 25 measly dollars, you're cursing me? He said, yeah, $1,000 I'm willing to lose, but not that he should gain 25. That not. So a lot of times the desire for kovod is not so much that you feel that you're not getting what you deserve, but somebody else is getting what you deserve more than you. The aldovers then nichshlu rabin v'novdu. Many people, rabim over here means a lot of people, and it means important people, we'll see. Hine Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat, we usually think, you know, real Rosh or whatever, but the Yeravim ben Nevat was a big Talmud Chacham. And he was a Rosh Lamaisa. Right? He was the example of a Rosh, but to be a real Rosh, you have to really be somebody special and know a lot. Otherwise, you're Stama Schlepper, but what's it called? But to be a Rosh, you have to really... Yeravim ben Nevat was a big Talmud Chacham. And lo nitra me'olam haboi ele b'vavur ha-kovid. Right? Hu ma'shekosuv zal, ma'sha'omru zal, tofsu ha-kodesh baruch ve'vigdol. After Yeravim ben Nevat started going off the derech, so the Rabbanu Shem kibiyachol caught him by his clothes, pulled him, right? As he had a hisoris to do tshuva. Omer lei chazor bach, said to him, do tshuva. And me and David will be in a tile after 120 years in Gan Eden together. Right? Omer lei mi barosh. Who's first? And the Maaseh, he said to him, me, you, and Ben Yishai. So, l'chora, he was, what's it called? Right? So what was the question? Who mi barosh? So they say he wanted to hear it again. Wanted to hear the Rabban Shem say that I'm before David. Omer lei, he said, now Ben Yishai Barosh. If you asked already, you're not fit anymore to be Barosh, you still are fit to be in Gan Eden, but not Barosh. He says, Yochi lo bein. If that's the case, I have to be subservient to David, right? I'm not going to be right first. Then I'm not interested. So he lost his whole Olam Haba. He's one of the kings who lost his Olam Haba for COVID. Mi garam le Korach sheyoved hu v'chol adaso imo. And with Ne'akovit, same thing with Korach. Korach was a tremendous tzaddik, pikeach. He was able to convince the Sanhedrin to go with him. Right? He had a very good argument. He was a very, very formidable antagonist to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, he wasn't stam some schlepper, Korach. He'd say that if he hadn't done what he did, right, he would have been the only Levi Gadol, the first Levi Gadol that existed, just like a Kohen Gadol. Umikra Molehu, Vikashtim Gam Kehuna. It's not enough what you have, you need to be a Kohen too. Be the biggest Levi you can be. Why do you have to be somebody else? Why do you have to look for more covet? The Chazal Higidulanu, Kicholze Nimshach with Nesha Royal Itzof Menuzil Nasi, Vayarota Lios Hu Nasim Koma. Where did it all stem from? From a feeling that he's not getting the covet he deserves. Right? And on a smaller level, not because he wasn't a Kohen, that was an aftermath, but because he felt he should be the head of the Mishpacha, right? The Elitzof Ben Uziel, right? And he felt that he was, what's it called? Ben Yitzar Ben Kahas. He deserves to be the head of that Mishpacha. And therefore, everything, what's it called, snowballs from that. So people get insulted and they get their ego is hurt. And from then on, it's like it's such a common thing, right? And then they become the champions of, you know, every cause, kisnagdus to everything when things don't make sense either. But it's, and they don't even realize that it's because they're hurt ego. Right? They think that they're doing this as Korach thought he was what's it called, justified, saving Klal Yisrael from the terrible Moshe Rabbeinu, and who's practicing nepotism and giving out halachas that are surely not in Sinai. So, but what was at the crux of it, that I didn't get the covenant I deserved. Right? My ego was hurt. Who shigarm lefidas chazal el hamaraglim shiotziu dibal haaretz. The Meraglim also, right? They came back and said terrible things about Eretz Yisrael, not because they really believed them. It's because they thought they'd lose their job. That if they go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to pick other Nesim, not people who are fit for the Midbar, people who are fit for Eretz Yisrael. And they'll lose their covet, they'll lose their job. So did what they did. Right? Look at the results. They caused themselves death and the whole generation. That surely was one of the motivations, because they were afraid they lose their position, they lose their high esteem. Shaul HaMelech is a great person, right? The Klais was punished because they didn't give him a proper hesped. So he was a great person, right, with all of his shortcomings. But what caused him to go crazy and to run after David when David had no designs on him at all? He proved it a few times. And he came back from battle, so the women, what's it called, sang the praises of Shaul and David, and they attributed thousands to Shaul and 10,000s to David. And Shaul said, hey, how come, what's it called, they're minimizing my covet? So over a nothing. Who are these women? What did make the difference, what the women say or what the women didn't say? Right? Not because they were women, but because, who cares? Right, Hanoshim Hamesachakos. They were just playing around with words, and he kashol, vahi shol oyin is David mayomu v'halda. From that time on, he couldn't stand David because he got more covered than him. Mi garam lo leYoav shiomis esamasa. Right? Who caused Yoav to kill Amasa? El HaKovet. Shomer lo David. Im lo sar tzavoti lefanai kol hayomim. He was going to take away Yoav's job of being sar tzava and give it to Amasa. And Yoav didn't like the fact that he was going to lose his high position, and he killed Amasa. Klalo shel davar. So what do you see from this? Even great people, right? Like we said, Rabin, a lot of people and important people, people who should have known better, people who are on higher madrega, but sometimes you're eaten up with jealousy for COVID, and it makes you crazy, right? And it's so common. I mean, I've seen it so many times, and it's such good people and smart people and people in other things that, but this just like makes them crazy, like Korach, Pikeachoya. Right? We look back on it. What in the world does guy do? Right? What did he get involved? What did he think? But that's it. You don't think. Right? Just mamish. It's a syndrome.
That's what I'm seeing yourself. You see in other people. You don't see in yourself.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's easy to see in other people. You know, if you don't see it,
you're seeing in Yonah Yoma, not that great people, but you just said today, yesterday, that Tzipi Livni, that all the left wing and centrists are saying, please join us. You can be number two. You can be number two. Just now, she starts.
Me Barosh.
She starts.
and in the end, it's not even Lahavdil. That's human nature, right? And Echanami.
That's because she wants to be able to find.
That's mamish mi baro, and in the end, you're going to lose everything. That can no good be baro, nothing. You lose your olam haba.
That's why we have 30 parties in this country.
Yeah, it's not only about Tzipi Livni, and how about all the Shas, and what's his name, Yamnon Yitzchak, and Yasu Daras HaTorah can't get together, and everybody's having who's going to be on the list or whatever. And everybody thinks they're doing it l'shem shamayim. Nobody's doing it for any COVID or whatever. They're doing it because they need the monies for whatever. So it's either chemdas hamamon or chemdas, and they all think they're doing it l'shem shamayim. So maybe some of them are. I don't know. I'm going to judge them 100%. But, you know, everybody thinks. So Tzipi Livni also thinks. She said she's doing it for the sake of the people, which she's one of the people too, but in any case, but she's doing it for the sake of the people. So everybody convinces themselves they're doing everything, you know, altruistically, and really they're doing it for their own cheap COVID, and they don't even realize it. Okay, and it's easy to talk about other people. It happens to everybody. Mustaba wouldn't know, so but Mustaba happens to everybody too. Klal shadaver ha COVID who adochek eslev ha adam yosim mikol atshukos vachem deshavol. Bottom line, COVID is one of the greatest motivations that a person has, more than even other motivations. Okay. The lulezek var ha yahad misrat lecho mashiyuchal. If it wouldn't be for chemda, okay, if it wouldn't be for chemda and covet, person would eat what's good for him. Lil bosh maishechaser vaso, dress just to get by, right? That he's dressed. Lishkom v'bayish shetistastireu min ha-begoyim. He would get a house that protects him from the elements. Right, had an easy time earning a living, but people don't want that. They want to live in a nice house, and they want to live not just because of taiva for comforts, because they want to have a nice house, nicer house than the guy next door, right? And what's it called? Nicer clothes than the guy right next door or woman next door, and what's it called? They want to have a higher, you know, be higher. In esteem because of their clothing, their food, their house, or whatever. So it's not even so much they want the house, they just want the coffin. Right? They want to keep up with the Joneses, or the Cohens, or whatever. Right. And it says the Maisa that also causes Yidden also. You know, especially people came from, you know, from the Holocaust or from poverty. So the natural tendency is to want to, you know, make yourself that people should know that you're somebody, right? I'll mention the ethnic groups or whatever of Jews, but who ostentatiously show off, you know, what's it called, and because of that, the goyim get what's it called jealous, and it just leads to more anti-Semitism. I remember a few years ago, quite a few years ago, there was a certain Hasidic sect in New York that was having a gigantic wedding in Yankee Stadium. Okay, what had they? If it's a thing in Yankee Stadium, I'm not 100% sure. They had a lot of people, they had a lot of Hasidim, they came from all the world. So I guess they needed, you know, some place to put them. Right? What?
In the Bronx?
In any case. But I'm sure they could have found other. But it wasn't just, you know, so they had Yankee Stadium, fine. No, who has to know that these Hasidim are having a wedding, right? They didn't send an invitation. Every news station, listen to, you know, CBS or 88, what's it called? News Radio 88 or whatever. Right. So, every 15 minutes, 20 minutes, they were reporting how many tons of chopped liver they were serving there, how many, what's it called, and here's what's it called. So I can imagine, you know, it bothered me to hear this on the radio. But imagine some Italian or Polak, right, listening to this. He knows that these Hasidim, right, are all on food stamps and what's it called, and taking government welfare programs, l'mahadrin miramahadrin, right? And when they have a wedding in Yankee Stadium with tons of chopped liver, and that wasn't the only thing. It's like, I imagine a guy listening to this, right, that the guy's blood is boiling. So, and then they say during the Spanish Inquisition, part of the problem was that the people flaunted their riches in front of the goyim, right, to feel like, you know, we're better than you or whatever, and that caused anti-Semitism, and to a certain degree caused the Spanish Inquisition.
Cleoca speaks about it quite often.
Right, building houses and goldas or whatever.
14 months old.
Okay.
Used to have a note about how women could dress when they went, but I know how many people listen to them,
Even today, look, the Ger Hasidim have takanos that you can't have more people in your wedding than a certain amount. You can't invite what's it called, even including family or whatever that's past a certain level of family. And you can't have in America, let's make takanos, right? Not to have how many courses they can have or whatever. First of all, because people were going into debt, because nobody wanted to have a wedding less lavish than the guy next door, except the guy next door happened to be Rothschild, right? And you're not Rothschild, but it doesn't pass. I shouldn't have a wedding like that. So it became you know, a competition. Who can do the best? So they made, what's it called? And some rich person told the Ger Rebbe that I can afford it, and I want to make my daughter a wedding that befits my great, you know, standing, and so I want, you know, I want you to permit me to make a wedding and not have to listen to these things. So Rebbe said, no problem. He said, if you're so rich, go buy another Rebbe. He said, but if you want to keep me as your Rebbe, you're going to have to do what I told you. That only Hasidim can do. By the snag, then they go buy another Rebbe.
They made a contract that in London. I remember they made a contract that in London 40 years ago.
That?
No more than four courses at a chasna.
Four?
Four courses. Why no more four? Than four courses.
Four courses.
Four.
Yeah, courses. Well, football games also only have four quarters.
No,
four
courses. Four courses.
Yeah.
And I remember once being at a chasna, at a bar mitzvah that afternoon, with some bishops afternoon. And somebody stopped and said, hey, wait a minute, there's number five. And he stopped eating.
Oh, four courses.
Yeah, four courses.
Oh, I thought you said four quarters. Could figure out what that means. What's it called?
I heard that one of the rabbis wanted to load up.
I thought it was a kind of English thing.
Yeah. Okay. Did somebody say?
You ever put a chicken?
Yeah. I didn't say quarters.
You also heard quarters, didn't you?
Okay. I heard Shmuel Kamesky also said that.
Well, yeah.
I heard one of the brothers wanted to lower the price for Shmuel, and he said that if they don't start lowering the prices, he's going to put on a Chafetz Chaim hat. No, but he really said it.
Okay.
But that's in Mishnah, isn't it? You know, but was it Rabbi Yochanan
ben Zakkai? Yeah, but by burying, no, Shim Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel. About that they used to bury, what's it called, right, people they competed who can bury their dead in the nicest clothes, right?
Also the kavanos of your lettuce,
right? They don't lower the prices, but that's price fixing. Here people used to bedafka
dress up the mace in real fine clothing, and the poor people couldn't afford it, and they didn't want to be insulted,
so they
just threw the body in the street and ran. Right? Today, same thing. That's what I call, you go to a funeral home in America, for sure, right, where they have caskets, and, you know, they have a showroom, like, you know, a car showroom. Right? This is, you know, and then they make you feel like, you know, you wouldn't want to bury your father in that. Right, but that's the Orthodox box. But you wouldn't want to bury your father in that.
So they
put him into, you know, something nice like a piano case or whatever. And I would tell people beforehand. I'd say, look, there's no mile of having any fancy casket. You're just burying it, money in the ground. There's no covet for the nifter, just the opposite. It's more covet for the nifter the simpler it is. That's the halacha. And the funeral homes would really go berserk. They call me and tell me, Rabbi, we're never going to send you a funeral, you know, your way. Funerals, you know, you get $500 at those time. Now, Mishnah, it's thousands of dollars for a funeral. So, we're never going to send you a funeral unless you're responsible. Just, if it's halachically okay, it's fine. Why do you have to tell people? I said, because why should you cheat them? Right? In any case, but there was a whole book, an expose about funerals, not Jewish funerals in America, the cost of dying or something like that. Yeah. That's even when people are dead, they're looking for COVID, right? Okay.
Why does Mishnah Sharm seem to say that COVID is more dukkig leva adam than other things? Why should this kind of time when COVID, the Mishnah seems to put on equal stance?
Yeah, it could be, but it could be that the reason it is because physical things, still people who are more intelligent know that there's nothing to it, but COVID borders on a spiritual thing. So it's easier to fool yourself to think that COVID is something that's desirable and that's okay because it's ruchnius. Right? It's not, you know, I'm not looking for more food or taivas or whatever. That's hard to fool yourself. You know that it's not that it's demeaning to a certain degree, but this, you know, I don't know. You can convince yourself that it's something, you know, something okay.
And myself, plenty of intelligent people who are really after money, and there is a svar for care. You can say the money that you could do something with.
It could be sometimes they want the money for COVID. Because even the desire for money is not always just to have money. It's to have the COVID of really being rich, right?
I remember asked the Rav one time about it. Everybody has a Yetzer Hara, even Talmid Chachamim, big Talmid Chachamim. He says, what's the Yetzer Hara, you know? He said, and the Rav said to me, he says, COVID.
What does it mean that the bigger a person is, the bigger Talmid Chacham a person is, the more of a Yetzer Hara he has?
That's a different idea. That his Yetzer Hara is more, the more you know what's wrong, right? A person doesn't know what's wrong. So what's, he gives somebody Yetzer Hara because he thinks everything's okay, right? Person who, what's it called, only knows about Shabbos that you can't drive. Otherwise, has no idea what Shabbos is. So he's Yetzer Hara on Shabbos just to drive. But somebody who knows his 39 Malachas and all the details or whatever, every little prat is already gives him something to think about doing wrong. So he has a greater Yetzer Hara quantitatively, not only qualitatively. It also applies qualitatively. Gemara says also, right, because since he's more sensitive to these things, so he has more of a nisoyan. Right, if you have a scale, right, that weighs, you know, microns, so any little thing upsets it. If you have a scale that can only weigh, you know, tons on it, so any little bit's not going to make a difference. It's not sensitive enough.
Isn't there an idea of the higher you can? The higher you can go, the lower you can fall.
Right. The higher they go, the harder they fall. Something like that.
The greater he's tzaddikus, he can sink to
great depths. Right. Great people can be greatly bad too. Okay. Elishir Vilti Raos Atzmo Shuffle Upachos Mireyov Machnis Atzmo Ovi Akora Hazosve and Kesel Cholamolo. Right. People work themselves to death that they shouldn't feel that they're beneath somebody else, that they can, you know, compete with. It's clear like that, right? Al kein omru chazal, and therefore hakina v'atayva v'akovod motziyas odom min olam. And a lot of times the kina and the kovod and the taiva all are a result of kovod. So that's why he says that kovod is, because kovod includes all of them. V'ziranu al tavakesh gedula v'al tachmet kovod. And Chazal said, don't look to make yourself great, right, except for the things that are important, but not because you want to be greater than somebody else, because intrinsically it's a good thing, right, to get milas or whatever.
What about the learning?
Well, a person, again, you should want to do it, but not because you want to be better than somebody else, because it's a proper thing to do. Not because you want the COVID, right? Person who learns Torah for COVID, al ta'ase ma Torah l'skavl b'hem. But if you're learning Torah and mamela the COVID comes, nothing wrong with that. But not that you're doing it for the sake of the COVID. Then you're using the Torah as a means, just like you use it to make money is wrong. You don't use it to get COVID either.
A person could have hanah from
the COVID? Could have hanah from COVID? It depends. The Chofetz Chaim used to get stomach aches from COVID, when the people gave him plenty of COVID. Right? And it used to bother him. Okay? I don't know if you have to get a stomach ache from COVID, but you surely shouldn't be interested in getting it. That's all. Right? Person's allowed to I don't know, enjoy the COVID or accept it. But you shouldn't be looking for it, because if you're looking for it, then you're already your tzaras. Right? You're looking for the right things. The COVID will come. Right? If you're looking for the COVID, usually you don't get any COVID that way. People who run after COVID don't get it, right? Because they look foolish in people's eyes because they're running after the COVID, right? And the people don't run after the COVID or given the COVID. Right, if it's not something they're looking for, so they'll accept it and realize that maybe there's a positive purpose because they deserve it, and people will have positive things from giving them COVID, but they're not looking. It's not something that they're desiring or whatever. Once you desire it, you're on a dangerous ground. How many people won't take a job that they think is beneath their dignity, and because of that they're starving to death, their families are starving or whatever, but they won't take a job they feel is beneath their dignity, right? He says, anything more foolish than that, right? You're willing to suffer because you don't think that you're getting the proper, you know, respectful position. They'd rather be unemployed, right? Which brings a person to boredom and averis and arayas, lidei gezel, stealing, because you don't have, you have to steal. They call gufi averis over hashpon losim havzos kavodim on beduma. Just because they don't want to accept a job that they think is beneath their covet. Not even a kind of job. Not that they don't want to be a garbage man. But I don't want to be the second in the office, I want to be the first in the office. Right, it doesn't say snoas harabonim, it says snoas harabonus. It means that you should, in some, I'm learning this now in the Israel Center, Pirkei Avos. It doesn't mean necessarily that you should want to work and not be a Rav. But even if you're a Rav, you should love the malacha of the Rabbonus and not the Rabbonus of the Rabbonus. You should love the work involved, right? And not so much the cover that you get for it. The Omru Od, Pshot Nevelto Beshuk of Elotemer Gavar Rabbana Kahanana. If you have to make a living, right, and the only job around is to what's it called, skin dead carcasses of animals in the Birshus HaRabim, which is a demeaning, it's like maybe the garbage man. The only job you can get is better to be a garbage man and not say, well, I'm somebody important and this is beneath my dignity, right? Don't say that. Better a person should work a job that's not befitting him, but not then doesn't have to need tzedakah. COVID is one of the most the biggest nisyonos for a person. You can't really be a servant of the Rabbom Shalom Be'emes as long as you're too much worried about your own kavod. Because you're going to end up, when it's between your kavod and the Rabbom Shalom's kavod, you'll choose your kavod. David HaMelech, when he danced before the Aron, right, and Michal thought that he was making a fool of himself, right, this was beneath his dignity to do it, he said, I'll do even less than that if that's what's covered for the Rabbanu Shalom. Real covered is a person who's a Talmud Chacham, he knows Torah, the Chenom or Chazal ain't covered ala Torah. Shenemer covered Chachamim Yincholu. The Zulasum ain't ala covered Meduma Vekozev. And it says Yincholu, not they're looking to acquire it. They'll get it like a Yerusha. You don't do anything to get a Yerusha. Right? It comes your way. That's how the covet of Chachamim is. Aval covet meduma v'kozev hevel v'einbo moel. V'roy hanokis. And now, bottom line, therefore, somebody wants to be really clean, have the mid of nekios when it comes to these things, linokos l'tarimeno tahara gemuros yetzliach. Only a person who cleanses himself completely from any trace of this kind of covet is really going to be an Oved Hashem. Now, the final thing says that I explained a lot of different details in where a person has to cleanse himself in various averas, various midot. These are only examples. But you can learn from here, all the other Averas and all the other mitzvahs and all the other midos are in the same thing. It's not easy to be cleansed completely from even a trace of them. Yishma Chacham V'yosef Lekach, take this as an example and build on it. V'novon Tachbulos Yiknem. V'novon Bina means building on the knowledge you have. Meivin Dover Mitoch Dover. V'hinei Enini Yochel L'Hachish Yish Tzas Torech L'Odem L'Agiel Eskiyos. Is that right? He says, I can't deny that there's a little bit of bother in reaching this. I think there's a lot of bother in reaching all of this, right? But the Mishnah Torah Shalom says a little bit of bother. It really is not as hard as you think. If you get started, it's easy to eventually be successful. Only person who hasn't ever gotten started, to him it seems like an impossible thing. Anticipating how difficult it is worse than it actually is. A person puts his mind to be kona any mida, and he wants to really work on it, right? As he works on it, so mitzvah goreres mitzvah gets easier and easier. As long as you get accustomed to it, it becomes your habit, then it's easier to do. Toshuv lo kala. Harbe yosri mashuha yochel achshofi. Because much easier than you ever would imagine. The zed dover shanisoy yochiach amito. This is somebody that's ever tried it, will attest to the fact that it's true. Okay, finally finished this parak. This has been a long parak. So, yeah.
The problem is what determines if it's jealousy or not?
No, because you're going to be jealous of people for other reasons too, right? Except he's saying that jealousy, what's it called? The main motivation of jealousy, the worst one, is where it's for COVID. Because other things, again, are, a person knows to a certain degree they're demeaning. Here you can fool yourself to think that it's, you know, something worthwhile and l'shem shamayim and whatever, right? It's hard to say that I'm jealous of somebody else's, you know, status, not because of COVID, because I want the thing, right? I taiva for what's it called, the food that he eats, or the horse that he has.
Somebody
right?
Called me this morning and told me that she's so jealous of this person that she has a great attitude and she makes the most out of each day and she does all these things, you know. One of the
yeah, so that's not called jealousy. That's kinas sofrin.
Is it?
That, yeah, it depends. Okay? What does that mean? Okay. Right, I really admire these midos and I would love to have them. That's perfectly okay. Or I really think that that person, you know, really gets me upset because they're so good and I can't do that. So then the litmus test is, what would be if that person would lose all those mitos? Would you feel just as good? Or you want them for yourself too? But if they would lose them, you wouldn't feel any better, right? You want those mitos. It's not that because you want to be like them that you want them. It's because, and if they'll lose it, then you'll be like them. That's just as good for you. But you want the mitos because they're good mitos, and they're a person who represents that. It's a very big difference between you want it because you see that it's possible to have and it's something good to have, or you want it because they make you feel bad because they're so good and you don't look good compared to them, and that's what's bothering you. If that's what's bothering you, that's negative.